following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Purchase a membership to the Hastings Museum and feed the family dinner for free. June 3rd is membership celebration at the Hastings Museum, and you're invited with a renewal or new membership purchase. Members will also be the first to see the new summer exhibit, Cruise in the Fossil Freeway for free. And members have the opportunity to buy tickets early to Mysteries of the Unseen World 3D, the new film for this summer. Members also receive discounts on summer fun classes for the kids. More information at hastingsmuseum.org. Life up close.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Saks' Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos, toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6, and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you with us on this Wednesday. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, co-host with you in studio.
You remembered my name. Oh, been so long, I thought maybe you'd forgotten.
It has. It's been like a month.
Yeah, since we've been in this studio together.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you've been busy.
For both good and bad, yes, yeah. That would be accurate.
You've been busy. Coming up on the show, it's Wednesday. That means our Loper Link kind of winding down the season. Got a couple of weeks of Loper Talk left, and Associate Athletic Director and the owner of the university, Rich Broderson, will be with us
here on the program today.
We'll also be talking with Ken Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal-Star, beat writer for the Husker baseball team, as they depart for Stillwater today. We'll talk about that. Tomorrow, we've got the head coach of Cal State Fullerton, Rick Vanderhook, going to join us on the show. We're going to be on the road again tomorrow over at Bandits in Grand Island. We'll talk with Mike Davis of the Nebraska Danger, and we've got a few other guests for you as well as we tell you more about that a little bit later on. But today we have the state golf tournament that is teed off, Kearney Country Club at Indian Head in Grand Island, and then in Lincoln, classes A and C are playing at Holmes and Mahoney, the final state championships of the year.
It just seems really kind of late. After Memorial Day, you still have state championships going on, but yeah, it's where we are, I guess.
Kind of a 50-50 deal with golf and the way the calendar falls, but looks like they'll have a couple of really nice days to go out there and slap it around, which has been different as usual. We just can't get the moisture, but it hasn't been a pleasant spring for most of the athletes.
But it'll be nice to finish up that way. It kind of seems like in the fall when the girls are golfing, they have pretty nice weather until they get to district and state, and sometimes it can be rather inclement. The guys kind of have the absolute opposite situation going on, because it's going to be beautiful the next couple of days for those guys.
So get ready. That's what's going on with the state golf. And again, best of luck to Kearney and Grand Island. They're competing in A. Adams Central is competing in B. We had Randy Ahrens on yesterday with Hastings St. Cecilia, along with Minden and Ord and Southern Valley. They're all competing in Class C. And then Overton, Sutton, Heartland Lutheran among the teams that will be trying to chase down Thayer Central Class D at the Kearney Country Club.
They've been able to build kind of a nice program there at Thayer Central. It's just kind of funny how some schools will have that nice run of about 4 or 5 years that they've got golfers coming through.
Well, golf is one of the things that was on the top of the list for UNK, not only with Michael Colgate and his performance at the D2 Nationals last week, but the annual UNK Blue Gold fundraiser is this Monday at the three golf courses of Warri Dunes, Kearney Country Club, and Meadowlark Hills. And it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. I must confess that there are reasons to be on Twitter, Facebook, yada, yada, because you do find out a few things from time to time.
Good things?
Well, this had to be great. There was a little picture of a medal, and it was on somebody's desk, and it said, 20 years ago today, and
25.
No, it was 15. And and it wasn't Rich that took the picture, but I believe it was our own
he was
Seth
involved.
Benny.
He was involved. Our own Seth, yeah.
The McCook.
He was the leadoff. He got it started on that race.
Where did you?
Oh yeah, he handed it off to Mark Cool, and then Mark Cool handed it to me. We had the turns. Seth and I had the turns. He had turn one. I had turn three, and then big boy Darren Callen decided to take it down the main stretch for the finish line. So, yeah, 25 years. Can't believe that it's been that long.
Do you keep your
medal?
Yes,
I can.
Do you keep your medal in a prominent place?
Currently, I don't know where it's at.
Just know that you have it somewhere.
I do have it somewhere, but where is it? I have no idea. The question of the day, I thought, being at State Track, was, were you one of the official starters at the track meet?
No, I wasn't.
Because it was the Miami Dolphins fan club down there, the way they're dressed in the blue.
There's more of us than you think. There's more of us than you think.
I tell you.
Because if there's six, there's more than you think.
You down there shooting a gun. I don't know.
Up in the air and blanks, we're good.
All right.
We're good.
All right.
You're all about noise and fireworks and things like that.
Well, you like them or you don't.
Rich, great to have you in.
Thanks for having me.
You've sent the kids home. Now summer school gets going. But as far as athletics goes, we've wrapped it up. The D2 National Track Meet was also last weekend, and Michael Falcon among those that went out and did some good things. But the season is wrapped up, and again, I'm always amazed at how many All-Americans. I mean, we've got Anthony Pacheco in baseball. We've got the track kids that can go out and earn their own. We've got what Michael Colgate did on the golf team. So spring and what Coach Day's baseball team did record-wise is pretty amazing, too.
We were happy across the whole board. I mean, we got great kids, great programs, and, a few of them are going to move on to the postseason, as Michael Colgate did, and as also about seven competitors in track and field. They went out and competed. Probably didn't compete to their big-time goal of getting in the top five or something like that, other than Falcon was fifth in his shot put. But it's a long season. I mean, I know when these kids arrived, it was like the first week after school started in August, 1st of September. Boom, they're on the field. They're in the court. They're going at it preseason and that. And then here we are, 9 months later, and they're trying to wrap up their season. It's a long strain on them. Not just athletically, but academically, but to see them, how they achieve and how they come across and perform is amazing to me.
And facilities, you do that, and I'm thinking, all the volleyball games you have through the fall, basketball, obviously, in that middle part of the season, and wrestling, you're going to kind of fill things up. And then spring, it's finally, you got a little downtime, don't you? A little?
You're a funny guy. There's something called the Shrine Bowl coming up next, a week from Saturday.
Oh, okay, then you're downtime a week from Saturday.
And then, well, not necessarily, my friend.
Not so fast, my friend.
We got camps, but also, we're all right now this week. Our main thrust of what we're trying to work on is the Blue Gold Golf Tournament, which is Monday, June 2nd. It's our 25th anniversary. It's a 25th year anniversary all around. It's just
that's
crazy.
How old you are, Rich.
I know, and thanks. I do look it, don't I?
Not as much as me, but that's okay.
Okay. Put some Grecia formula in the hair.
Back off. It's all natural.
But we're getting prepared for that. We got three courses once again: Warri Dunes, Meadowlark Hills, and Kearney Country Club. Appreciate those courses helping us out to put on this fundraiser, which is the main emphasis about this whole thing, is to raise funds for scholarships. I mean, that's where it's going to go. Any profit out of the whole thing is going to go to scholarships. We'll divvy it out to the teams and try to help boost their scholarship banks and bring in good kids that want to play at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We still have a lot of openings available. I mean, we're not sold out. So,
which is unusual.
And, you know, we would be happy to have – it's you know, more and more as years go, I think it's more more – I was going to use a grammar that was – you're going to kick me out of this room. It's going to be tougher to field six-man teams. I think as going with you know, how prices go and things of that nature, you never know. But we still have some openings. We have some good returners. I mean, we have some good teams coming back. But if you're out there and you haven't signed up yet, do so now. You can call the Maine Athletic Office, and we'll be happy to get you pointing in the right direction and get you on a team.
We've got Rich Broderson in studio with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter on this Wednesday. I've already heard a couple of people go, oh, my God, you know, I got my kids in Little League, and graduation happened, and Memorial Day was early, and usually there might be a week, the June 2nd is usually the first Monday in June. Well, this is about as early as you can have it, so if it snuck up on you a little bit, don't forget that it's not too late to get your team in. And, of course, when it expanded to three golf courses, that obviously opened it up for many more teams, which is a good thing.
It is a good thing. We're hoping to bring more people and to have more opportunities and don't get to the point where we have to put people on a waiting list, and we want you to play. We want you to be part of it. Let's get you out there. I mean, I don't think we would ever sell out because we would probably double up on a couple holes or if we had to do something like that. But we still got openings. Love to have you become part of the Loper family and help our scholarship base.
If there's only one or two, you know, there's me. I can't really find anybody. I haven't put together six. Talk about the procedures that you kind of have with that if there's just one or two.
You know, we might have to go back to the drawing board with you, Randy. If you play golf, we might have to find you and then five phantom golfers just because of the way you spram around the course.
I keep score by how many balls I lose.
Okay.
And if I find more than I lose,
well,
that's...
8 under is pretty amazing.
Yeah. All right. Found 8 more balls than I lost. That's good.
But the main thing out of the whole deal is it will take teams, we'll take individuals, we'll get you onto a team. If you have one or two guys, or if it's just one, we'll get you put on a team.
Again, contact the UNK Athletic Office. You can go to lopers.com for a lot more information. And this always takes extra sponsors. You've always got some nice prizes. Folks that aren't golfers or can't be here can also find a way to donate there. Mm-hmm. Besides just slapping the ball around, what else goes on Monday?
Well, you do the golf thing, and then afterwards we have our 19th hole event down at the Holiday Inn. And if you're not a golfer and you want to take part in those festivities, which start around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, unless Doug's playing, it's probably about 4:30, right?
Some of us get there later.
Okay, I understand. And but we can offer a ticket for you to pay for the dinner or whatever to come in and partake in those activities as well. And we'll do a raffle, and we'll introduce the flagpole prizes and also the top two teams in each flight and all that. But we try to keep it moving. We don't want it's been a long day in the sun and golf and that, and we just want to keep get you to the 19th, wrap it up, and say thanks, and let's move on.
25 years, what do you kind of see as the biggest change from year one to how things are being run right now?
Oh, I think the formality and the philosophy of it is all the same. From day one, it's always been a scholarship fundraiser. Dick Buechner, great guy, great mentor to me. Learned a lot from him. And when he put this together back 25 years ago, that he wanted to establish a form of bringing money in through the scholarship program. Also, people, it's scholarship, but it's also for the alumni and also the fan supporters of UNK to get together. And you want to call it an alumni event in some route, as a fan or as a player or whoever you did with. If you're part of UNK in any route, this is a great, great way to get back and see everybody year to year. And from there to now, we're still playing golf. We're still doing something in 19th hole. Some of the procedures and policies are all the same still. We advanced to three courses. That changed a little bit. Looking across your shoulder, Troy Aikman was one of our special guests 1 year. We kind of, I think, bleeded out all the special guests, and then now it's more so we've kind of put the onus on. We're not going to have a huge speaker talk. We just want you to get there. Let's celebrate. Let's have some fun, and then say thank you.
Yeah, and there's no need to have special guest money going out the door either. When UNK likes to get together and have some fun and play some golf, and that again is coming up on Monday, 10 a.m. go
Shotgun.
Time.
Yep.
All three sites. We'll rehash that here at the end. You've already talked about a couple of other things that are coming up on campus. We've talked a little bit about the season wrapping up. What have we got in store here for 2015? I know one of the things, and it's down the road.
Mm-hmm.
you have your hand in the pot of bringing in some regionals and some championships, and we're kind of going to be on a waiting list now for a while, aren't we?
We are. We don't get to host until the spring of 2016. We have, I think, the first one is the Women's Golf Regional at Awori, and that's in the that'll be in May of 2016. Then we host the Men's Regional in 2017. Also in 2017, but it'll be in the fall, we'll host the once again the Regional for Cross Country, which we've done over time. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see a little golf in Kearney to bring the regional here, so we're excited about that. Those are the things that you had to bid for, you had to go out for. They're the ones. Then there's the ones that it depends on how your season goes. You know, like, for instance, and I know Rick's going to be mad when he hears this on the radio, but because you don't want to put the cart before the horse, but, you know, when it comes to volleyball regionals, about a month out, you have to make sure you can put your bid materials in for the regional. But it's usually going to the number one seed in the region if they put a bid in. So those are chances and opportunities, you know, for basketball, volleyball, and that way that you'd be able to do some things. Who knows? We might be doing that. So we'll be planning accordingly to at least have the place saved and reserved and ready to go, but it depends on how the season goes. And what does the outlook for 2014-15? I'll tell you, we're excited. I mean, I know when Paul was in here last, he kind of told you the improvements from year one to year two in all our sports from the MIAA in our competition. We updated the list after spring sports, and it's amazing. Everybody's, you know, on a progression that's making it better. And I think the mentality, the morale, everybody within the department, I think we're getting in the right direction. And I hopefully new recruits, moms and dads out there know that we're sincere and we really want to make a good effort out there.
Obviously, some sports, as you mentioned, volleyball, basketball, in terms of regionals, that sort of thing, that bid kind of comes. But the national stuff, when is kind of the next opportunity to bid on some of those national tournaments that are coming up? Because I know they handed some out for the next couple of years. When's the next window?
Next couple of years, they did last four years. Yeah. So the window, I would say, probably throw it up probably another 2 years, and then they'll probably open up for from 18 on. You know, and obviously we'll be in the mix because this community is fantastic in support and help and trying to bring on it and put our foot out first, you know, to host great championships. And the NCAA knows that. You know, I think that we've been pretty lucky the last few years hosting some good championships here. They might have had to spread the wealth around a little bit, but hopefully we can get our foot back in the door and bring some back here to Kearney.
We've got Rich Broderson with us for another minute here on our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show. I don't know if this is a sports-related question, but it was something that came up to me, and I don't know if you know the policy. What is the policy on removing bicycles on the campus at the end of each school term?
I would have to adhere that to the UNKPD department. I have no idea. All I know is during the basketball season this year, my 11-year-old decided to come and help me with our basketball game like he normally does, and he learned a life lesson, folks. He decided not to lock his bike up.
Uh-oh.
And then, you know, who's the last one that leaves the arena at night after a basketball game? Yours truly. And Keegan was with me, and we go outside, and where's my bike? Well, did you lock it up? No. Well, we learned our lesson. So, I'm thinking on the same lines as you here a little bit. I need to know where those bikes are, well, because my son's bike might be with it, so who knows.
A couple more things before we let you out of here. First, anything else that we have missed that you wanted to bring up for the summer?
No, it's our kind of a lull time, but I tell you, Dr. Polinsky, the team, the staff, we're excited. We're doing a lot at UNK with our with the Health and Sports Center, the football field, you know, all our sports. We're trying to make it better. And that's, I like being in that direction instead of going the other direction. And, I mean, matter of fact, you know, I was telling Randy, I don't know if you probably see the pictures, you know, we got portable baskets now in the arena. And we had them up. We had a little photo shoot yesterday. And, wow. I mean, it does change the look. Just something simple as that, it helps. It's going to bring it. It's a recruiting thing. Kids like to see those type of things, you know, trying to update and modernize to today's standards, and that's what we're trying to do. And that's what we'll do over the summer. And there's a lot of things we got to do. So me taking vacation, have a nap time, that's not going to happen, Randy, like you do every day. So
I just sleep late. It's not nap time. I don't get up till like 5:30 or 6, so I get sleep in.
Hey, there you go.
Shrine Bowl, give us a little bit on that. Again, second year in Kearney.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, I thought last year was a great event for the first time being in Kearney. I mean, it was a whole change of venue and everything. And I know, because I was told by a bunch of the higher-ups within the Shrine organization that they were excited with the atmosphere and how everything played out down here. We're ready for them again. Next week, on Tuesday next week, after the Blue Gold. See, I go right from Blue Gold, boom, we got the Shrine band, all-star band comes in. They practice here while the teams are still at their locations because they have to go to St. Louis for the, you know, so it's easier to do that. But on Friday, we'll bust the teams down. They'll have their walkthroughs. They'll have their banquet. They'll stay the night. They'll get up, and boom, we're going to play football at 2 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. So,
and of course, you'll be able to hear the Shrine game on Classic Hits 98.9, and that is coming up on Saturday, June the 7th.
And hit us again with the details if you're interested in Blue Gold Golf, what you need to do between now and then.
Yeah, just call the main athletic office, and 308-865-8330. I'm giving you Eve's number because Eve will get you in the right direction. You know, there's always one person that actually runs the department. It's Eve Green. You know what I'm talking about back there. All right. And so... And we'll get you lined up. We'll get with Sean or whoever need in there. We'll get you the registration. We'll get you, you know, all hooked up, ready to go. So when it comes around Monday morning, when you get your course assignment, which we'll publish in the Kearney Hub and also we'll have it up probably on lopers.com, you report to the golf course. You get checked in there, and boom, it will get your team out to the hole, and shotgun will go off at 10 a.m. So just call the main athletic office. Go to lopers.com. It has details right there as well.
Rich Broderson, we appreciate
I am honored to be here.
Man.
First time ever.
Is it really
possible?
I don't know, but this is great.
That's
I'm telling
possible.
You.
In other words, our screening process has now failed us.
I know.
Down to.
Well, when we realized actually how great he was, we wanted to make sure he was
wow.
in it. The anniversary state champion.
Yeah.
Bringing that in. But Rich,
team of distinction, I think, is what we're referring to it as. Team of distinction.
He is everywhere when it comes to Loper Athletics. Thanks for the job you do, man. Have
hey,
a great summer.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate everything you guys do.
You bet. Rich Broderson, Associate Athletic Director at UNK. And one other note, we talked about Michael Thalkin finishing fifth in the shot at the Nationals. We talked about Anthony Pacheco become the fourth All-American in Division II baseball lore since UNK has been at D2. And then yesterday, Coach Cheney of the women's basketball team promoted Megan Becker to the assistant. We told you last week Maya Johnson had left to go to the College of Charleston. And so she goes to College of Charleston. Becker had been the grad assistant after playing at UNK and being an all-conference member. So she will move up to assistant, and Coach Cheney will announce a grad assistant a little bit later on this summer.
It's always great to hire from within.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited for Megan because she has accomplished a lot. You know, I mean, she got in as a GA, but, you know, she put her blood, sweat, and tears on the court for UNK, and I'm glad that she's going to be rewarded for her position.
And we talked a little bit, the Learfield Directors' Cup comes out, and UNK, I believe they were 25th going into spring sports. They had moved up to 21st, and we still have to calculate what happens in track and golf from a final standing that will be released here very, very shortly. But from the hundreds of schools, UNK is going to end up probably in the top 30.
Yeah, I was going to say top 20, hopefully. I'm being optimistic here, you know.
Well, that'd be close. It's going to be right on that cusp.
Yep.
You have to put in Grand Valley State and West Texas A&M in the five or six. They're always there, so you throw them out. And then the schools that actually have to work for what they do. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. We'll talk a little Husker baseball, Ken Hamilton, the Lincoln Journal Star, and more coming up.
It's a place you'll be proud to belong. The Kearney Country Club, with its well-manicured 18-hole golf course, tennis courts, resort-style swimming pool, programs for all ages, as well as fine and casual dining. This year, find out how new members can partner with others to save up to 30% off a membership. Call the Kearney Country Club at 308-234-3151 for details and to set up a time to see for yourself. The Kearney Country Club. Tonight, it's Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. After dropping Game 1, the Heat have won 3 straight and are on the brink of a 4th straight trip to the NBA Finals.
All the way to the rim. Fouled and scored! LeBron James, what a game!
Can Paul George and the Pacers stop the skid and tighten the series up?
Close it down with an emphatic right hand!
Or will LeBron and the Heat be celebrating again?
Pacers Heat, tonight at 7:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll be right back. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunny skies in our forecast for today with a high temperature in the low 90s, and it's expect clear skies tonight with a low of 61. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 81.
Yeah, ain't anyone else would have gone insane. Called the game on account of rain.
Doug and Daddy Show. Doug and Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 888-455-ESPN. That's how you reach us. 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And the Twitter address is at ESPN1460-1550.
Absolutely. We are easy to find.
Yes, no problem. And it's easy to find a great lunch or a great dinner or a cold beer or some live entertainment all at Cunningham's on the north side of the bricks, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. This is the kind of weather they love because the courtyard's open, live music. Every weekend has been inside. Now, as we continue to tell you, over the summer months, they have almost every night a different type of live music. It's not like they bring in a band that plays Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's something different. Might be, as we said, a regional act, a national act traveling through, might be just a local act, might be folk, might be country, might be an 80s band, might be anything, might be a great mixture, and it's all there for you at Cunningham's, and you can always enjoy a great lunch every Wednesday. Their lunch special, of course, is 8 delicious wings for only $5. Thursday lunch, beer and pub burger for only $6.49. They have even lunch specials on Saturday and Sunday. Great burgers, the Juicy Lucy, the Juicy Jack. You can have brisket on your burger. You can have bacon on your burger. Blue cheese crumbles on your burger. There are over 20 different side items that you can have put on your burger, accompany your sandwich, a full menu, salad, pizza, appetizers, coldest draft beer in town. It's all at Cunningham's downtown, Kearney, 23rd Street.
Wings as an appetizer and then the burger after that. Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go.
That should be plenty for me. As our so-called hockey, not expert, but fan, we are down. Well, we at least got some excitement in the game fives of the NHL, and outside of Oklahoma City and San Antonio in the NBA, these conference finals, have they been that exciting, hockey or basketball?
No, they haven't. I mean, they've both been not quite as tight as the previous rounds were. The semifinals haven't been as – the semifinals were better series than what the final series have been across the board, although it did tighten up a little bit between the Canadiens and the Bruins last night. So I mean, and the Rangers last night, so that one got a little bit more interesting, but I still think the Bruins are going to close it out. And the Kings can close it out tonight.
Yeah, but it's at Chicago.
Yeah. But hockey is one of those games, kind of like soccer, that you can kind of control the puck, you can control the ball, and then suddenly, bang, you get that breakaway on the other end, and it changes the entire complexion of the game. I mean, the games are in hockey and soccer tend to be so close that one mistake really blows up in your face, probably more so than almost any other sport.
Well, and it is a game five tonight in the NHL, so it's still 3-1. So I think the Blackhawks win, send it back to L.A.
I agree. I think they will. But again, I think it's so tight that, again, you make a mistake and then off you go. Because I've seen games where you get a great shot, shoot it off the pipe, makes for a loose puck, breakaway, game over.
Ken Hamilton, Lincoln Journal Star, going to join us, talk a little baseball here momentarily. What about, and I, again, I know that this is of no interest to some people, and other people say, yay, I'm glad you're talking about it a little bit. And I'm talking about French Open tennis, not from a tennis standpoint, from an athletic standpoint. We talked yesterday on this show that Jack Sock, Lincoln, Nebraska, advanced onto the second round, to which the commentators, Jack really just had to walk out there and hit the ball across because the other guy wasn't moving. It was there to pick up his paycheck is basically what they were saying. And then today, I'm sorry, Serena Williams, you can't get your ass kicked that bad by anybody. It was 6-2, 6-2. Now, come on. If you're not focused, you don't have the drive, don't go.
Man.
I mean, Venus and Serena, here's what I think.
Well, here's the difficulty, though. You do that, you give up a check. You know, I mean, and
yeah,
again, this
really
is
need one.
Well, but this is, but it's still a check, you know. And
you know, the check's bigger next week than it is this week.
Well, it certainly is, and also, I don't know what their deals are in terms of their endorsement deals and things like that. I mean, it might very well be that they have to be in X number of majors, blah blah blah. So now she's done that, where she's actually been in one of the majors. I mean,
so that brings up my point. It's wrong.
Well, yeah, I understand why they do it, though. I understand why they do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's too much.
It's an individual sport. You can only look out for yourself.
Should I be upset?
In a team sport, and you're playing, and you shouldn't be playing, and you're taking up a spot where we need to put some better athlete out there, that makes more sense than an individual sport, because it's every man, or in Serena's case, every woman for themselves.
Well, it just,
there's something about this stinks.
They play so much. Yeah, Venus and Serena would have played each other. Venus loses, and then Serena walks out and just says, well, maybe we can just hop the same plane out of here, is what it looked like to me.
Well, I think there's an injury or something like that. I think there's more to it than just, oh, I just want to hang out with my sis and have some quality time during the French Open. I don't think it's that.
Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. What Nebraska men's team will win a Big Ten title first? And we gave you three choices: football, basketball, baseball. Randy?
I actually think baseball might be our best chance next year, because I think Indiana might be down. They're pretty senior-oriented this year, correct? So there might be that opening next year. Basketball's off the board because, come on, that's a loaded conference when it comes to basketball. Even though Nebraska's getting better, it's either going to be football or baseball. And I probably think baseball might be more likely down the road.
888-455-ESPN, and you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's what I went with yesterday. Jimmy went with football, and I understand that. I just think they're closer in baseball. It's hard to say there are more quality teams, but as I said, you can lose in baseball and still win at the end.
Well, you got two shots at it, too.
Football, you don't.
Well, you got two shots at winning a conference title in baseball, too. You got two shots at it. You can win the regular season title. You can win the conference tournament title. I mean, are you still a conference champion? Absolutely you are, regardless of which one of those two you have.
So which team will win a Big Ten title first? 64% of the listeners went with baseball. 27% went with football. And a drunk guy went with basketball. So there you go, our question today. Now that we're all tied up at 2-2, how do you think the NBA Western Conference Finals will finish? You got the Spurs or the Thunder? And do you have them in 6 or 7 games? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer, coolest topics. Well, the Nebraska baseball team departs today for Stillwater, Oklahoma, and we will watch and listen to Nebraska take on Cal State Fullerton. Randy, does it seem to you like it's been 6 years since the baseball team has been in the postseason?
Actually, it almost seems longer. I mean, it does seem like a long time since Nebraska has been this highly thought of in baseball. It almost seems longer to me.
Well, maybe it's just because the last couple of years there's been some energy pumped back into the program here. Ken Hamilton is the beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, and all I know is that when Nebraska makes the postseason, it cuts into his range time out at the golf course. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, and I plan on golfing my way down to Stillwater, so don't worry. There'll be clubs in the car.
Well, I thought maybe they'd make you stick around and cover either Class A or Class C and then ship you out late Thursday night, but you're big time, right?
Well, I'm harvesting dandelions and the various weeds to grow in the yard today.
Well, if you are, I have a crop for you, Ken. You can come over and get some of mine. That's going to be great.
Well, good. I have... a friend of mine who was in Soil Conservation Service said, you have a very interesting yard. You have probably more species of flora than I've ever seen in one place.
See, Ken Hamilton is good at everything. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, joined by Ken Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal Star here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess just when I saw it down on paper, Ken, I knew Nebraska was playing better, but with the length of the baseball season not being all that long, but when you realize that Nebraska actually did go 25-6 in their last 31 games, I guess that gave me a little bit of a wow factor again after the Big Ten championship. I mean, when you say that Nebraska was 15-13 and to see where they are now, does that surprise you a little?
A little, you know, because when they lost that April 1st game at Arkansas in a shutout, and it was like nobody really got on, and I think they had three or four hits, and I thought, oh, well, this was going to be a good season. It can be an okay season. And then they won the next day, and Arkansas came back, stumbled against K-State, but ended up beating them again eventually, beat Creighton, and started winning conference games. And except for the hiccup with Northwestern here in Lincoln when they lost 2 out of 3 to a team that has many, as they say, crafty left-handers. You notice right-handers are never crafty. But anyway, they had crafty left-handers who threw this kind of soft pitch stuff, and the Husker hitters are so tuned in, it threw them off for 2 days. I mean, they were over swinging, grinding balls into the ground, popping stuff up. And after that, everything became line drives, and the team batting average went up. And you know, you end up taking 4 games out of Michigan, including the Big Ten tournament. They swept Ohio State and beat them in the Big Ten tournament, and obviously challenged Indiana in the final game. And except for a bounce here or there, that's not 8-4. That's, you know, probably still playing, probably tied.
Ken, do you think there's one thing they're kind of hanging their hat on that has kind of made it so they won, you know, 25 out of 33 games or versus being around 500? Is there one thing that's kind of pushed them forward and then got them to believe in themselves? Or is it just simply that belief in winning a few tight games that now they're playing with a little bit of a swagger?
And that's a great question. I think there's two things. One is the pitching has been there day after day after day. And Christian DeLeon turned it on, and Chance Clair turned it on, and Kyle Kubat just recently has really started pitching well. They've also gotten some pretty good pitching out of Bob Greco, Zach Hirsch, setting up for Josh Rader. The pitching has been there every day. Even on the days when they've given up some runs, they're mostly unearned runs. If you notice, the defense is the best in the Big Ten, and they did have a few games where you went, oh, boy. They usually can handle that. But for the most part, the defense has been great. And the hitting approach has been very mature. You know, even a freshman like Klein Bolt has that great flat to the oppo gap swing that Darren Erstad talks about. And they, you know, you got the bottom of the order. You got Jake Plotsek who, you know, played 7 games last year, barely got on the field. And then he has to fill in at shortstop for first 7 games because Steven Rebellis is hurt. And then Blake Headley gets hurt. He fills in at third base, ends up camping there the rest of the year, and is hitting around 300. And Blake Headley moves over to first, so they fill that gap where Chad Christensen had been. It's a really good-looking team, and they do believe. And they're taking on that Erstad personality, which is, all right, we lost. We got a game tomorrow. Okay, we won. Big deal. We got a game tomorrow. And it's all coming from the top, and it's, you know, it's what Erstad learned in his 14 years, mostly with Mike Socha, and you don't get crazy, and you don't, you know, get down, and it's fun to watch ball. I mean, well, 15 of those games, they were either tied or behind in 6 innings, and they won 15 of those games where they were tied or behind in the 6 innings. So it's been kind of a fun thing to do.
Ken Hamilton, Lincoln Journal Star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Obviously, because Taylor Fish is a Kearney boy, we're going to follow that a little bit closer. But maybe one of the most overlooked portions is when Lubach gets hurt, Fish comes in, and Fish had already had a couple of nice, maybe game-winning RBIs or clutch
game
hits.
Game winners, yeah.
Yeah.
Game winners. And he, we noticed whenever he came to the plate, he always had, they might as well put up 2-0 count, because the kid has such a great eye. And so I asked him one day after a couple days that he had played in a row, and I said, Taylor, what's the deal? You're always facing 2-0 counts. Well, they're usually going to try to throw me in, and I don't bite on that. And then they usually try to throw me away, and I don't bite on that. And you know, and he knows that third pitch is going to be a strike. And so he swings and he hits it, and he's a clutch guy. He really came through. And then when he got hurt, Quinn McGill, a kid from Wahoo, a freshman who was an outfielder who caught very little in high school, he fills in the 2 games. And so, and Lubach comes back. So they developed some depth here that they maybe didn't know they had.
Yeah, when we talked with the coach, whoever the opponent would be for that kind of 3-week stretch there, I mean, we always brought up they knew the catching situation. They were teams that liked to steal bases, and they didn't really torch Nebraska. And Lubach, now that he's back, seems to be hitting the ball better than he was before the injury.
Yeah, I think he knows there's pressure. You know, deliver or else, but he knows that if he hits a little slump, Taylor's going to be right there. And the other thing Taylor Fish does, and this is in talking with Lubach about him and talking with Ted Silva, is Taylor works with all the pitchers all the time. Whenever they throw their bullpens, he's the guy they like to throw to, because they're still not going to over-test Lubach's ankle during the week when they're not playing. And so Taylor is kind of this GM of pitching, and knows when a guy's on, knows when a guy's off. And he's really taken over almost kind of a coaching role, too. And the other players love him. I mean, they respect him because he's willing to do all that work and to do all the extra work to help other guys get along.
It seems to me that when they play Cal State coming up later this week, the first one to score 2, maybe 3 runs is probably going to win it, because you kind of mentioned Nebraska pitching and defense kind of the strength of their team. Well, that's certainly what they're going to run into when they take on the Titans.
Yeah, and they're going to, you know, this is not a classic Cal State Fullerton team, you know, one of the ones that you expect to win the College World Series, but they've been to 35. They've had a program for 39 years. They've been to the NCAA tournament 35 times in those 39 years. They know how to play this. They expect to play this. And the, you know, they're going to be throwing an ace at Nebraska. The thing is, that ballpark down in Stillwater is kind of a bandbox. And fly balls that, you know, looked routine at TD Ameritrade last weekend, those are going to leave the yard. And so it could, you know, turn into a little bit more higher scoring, just because pitchers that are usually getting outs with fly balls are suddenly seeing them leave the park. I remember covering the Huskers back in the days with the really live bats, and going down there, and games were like, you know, 38-25 and stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I asked Hersey the other day, I said, you remember playing down there? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, they were always in the 20s and, you know, like 20-15 kind of games. And you think of Pete Incaviglia hitting 7 million home runs in that ballpark and stuff. So that may change the dynamic of the game. The pitching is still going to be great. And as Darren Erstad said the other day, he said, look, everybody in the regional is going to have pitching. Everybody's going to have defense. Now it comes down to who has the hot bat. And that's going to be the case. And if they play Oklahoma State, it's going to be a really key to get a pitching performance that keeps them off paces.
Again, when we were talking with Phil Stanton, College Baseball Insider was with us yesterday, he goes, well, Nebraska is going to have the most potent offense out of anybody in this 4-team region, which if you would have told us that after the month of what? April, March?
Oh, after March, yeah. You would have said, no, I don't think so.
Are you kidding me?
You know, they had guys hot and guys cold. Michael Pritchard, I think, in March, batted like 217 for March. And then he got on a streak again, and now he's back up to, I think, the 330s, 340s. Jake Plotzek's hitting. Tanner Lubach has shown some power, pops him out of the park. Blake Kedley. You know, Pat Kelly came through with a huge home run to beat Illinois, you know, in the 10th inning here in Lincoln, and then started smacking the ball around TD Ameritrade Park, too. Lubach had one that almost left the yard that you would have thought in any other ballpark or any other park except for Yellowstone, it would have left, you know. So
Ken, Nebraska was on such a hot streak. Did Indiana, has that shook their confidence at all, or are they just going right back and just kind of wiping the slate clean?
I don't think it shakes them. I think it makes them, almost makes them angry, because they felt that, you know, they were of Indiana's caliber. And what's cool is, one of my competitors at the World Arrows talked to Tracy Smith about how the Indiana coach, about how he thought, oh, Nebraska's just like us, and they're going to go deep in the tournament. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if they came out of Stillwater as, you know, heading to a super regional. This is a good team with a great attitude, and they really pick it up from their coach. And their coach, you know, all you have to do is call up baseballreference.com and call up Darren Erstad. And there's years there, you know, he's hitting .344. I mean, the guy's got 2 silver bats, 3 gold gloves at all different positions. He knows the game. And Ted Silva is a really good pitching coach. He was at Fullerton for a long time. He was, you know, part of all that success. Will Bolt, you know, you saw him play here for the Huskers. He's like, let's go get them, guys. This is a good staff. It's a really good coaching staff. And I think it's that the program is in full gear now in its third year under Erstad. It's really rolling. And they got good recruits. You know, they got guys that we're going to be calling, okay, are you going to sign your major league, you know, contract, or are you coming here, kind of stuff. And for a while that didn't happen, and now they're back in that ballpark where they're recruiting and getting attention from guys who are going to be, you know, first 20 round kind of guys.
Well, you kind of hinted to it. You will not be surprised if Nebraska is playing again next weekend, and if they are, Ken, they're going to be playing somebody they're familiar with, unless it's the 4 seed that comes out of there. They've played Irvine, they've played UNLV, and obviously they split a couple of games with number 1 Oregon State. I mean, how big do we dream here?
I dream as big as I'm guessing. I'm going to be riding that darn interstate up to Lincoln, up to Omaha a lot. That's what I'm guessing. And you know, College World Series with Nebraska, and of course we saw the magic and 2001, 2002, 2005. I mean, people will come out and watch. And this team is, you know, the 2008 team that had a regional here in Lincoln and lost them both real quick. That team had potential, but didn't have the pitching. The 2001 team and the 2002 team had some pitching, and they won a game in the College World Series. Well, this team has that kind of pitching again. So I'm guessing, I would not be shocked to see them go to Omaha. In what would that be, 3 weeks, I guess.
So you're saying this team kind of has the same magic as those College World Series teams. Not necessarily the same players, but the same kind of magic?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, I think you got a good chunk of guys that are going to be, you know, you're going to be seeing play in Major League Ball eventually. Ryan Wolf, for sure. I mean, the kid turned down $1 million-plus last summer from the Red Sox. I mean, they flew him out to Boston and showed him the Green Monster and did all that stuff and offered him $1.35 million or something. And he turned it down and said, no, I'm going to college. You got Jackson Reach coming up this year, a kid from Norris, who's probably the player of the year again. And he's going to be a first five-round kind of guy. And yet his mom and dad want him to come here. You see him at Nebraska games. You know, he might be turning down a big chunk of change, but you know, coming here, learning how to lift weights, how to conduct yourself, how to study how to build your life around something besides baseball is pretty important. And riding on a bus for, you know, as an 18-year-old, where, you know, you're learning life the hard way and you're eating McDonald's, you know, every day and that kind of thing. I mean, look at Bubba Starling. You know, this kid was going to be the star of stars, and now, this last couple of weeks, he's gotten on a hot streak. But he's still just in Class A ball, and you know, it's hard to become a major leaguer. And I think a lot of parents and a lot of kids are realizing, maybe I better have some sort of backup plan.
Well, let's see how far we can ride this train with the Husker baseball team and Ken Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal-Star. Follow him along either with the hard copy or online at journalstar.com. And last question, Kenny, before I get you out of here. Man, are you as concerned about Kenny Bell's haircut as the rest of the world?
It's shocking, isn't it? It's shocking. I mean, he's going to have to buy a smaller helmet. There's probably going to be a whole lot of hit fitting all summer long. Like, how's this, how are we going to make this? They do have that air pressure thing that kind of fills in the gaps in your helmet. So that's going to be something, but we won't hear the, when he takes off his helmet. It's a big deal. And then the other, the big major concern is the Blackhawks are down 3-1 to the Kings and This is pretty important to get the Stanley Cup again.
Well, no problem.
Guys, I'm sure you guys have been talking about all day long.
Hey, we did mention a little hockey, Ken.
Randy is a hockey psycho. He is a hockey psycho. So you got that going.
NBA,
Everybody should have a little hockey psycho in them.
Yeah.
Well, Kenny, let's get you down there so you can watch a little hockey, and we will talk to you again soon, I hope. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks so much, guys, and get outside and enjoy the day.
We will.
Right.
We will. See you.
Thanks, Ken.
With the latest on Husker baseball, there's Ken Hamilton.
All right, another hockey guy. All right. Again, there's more hockey guys than you think as well.
Well-rounded.
Yeah, like 6 or 7. That would be enough.
Andy from Midway joins us here in the Doug and Daddy studio. And, Andy, I'm a little worried, man. We've both been out and have played a couple rounds recently on the Kearney Country Club. Is it safe for those state golfers to be out there today? Did they get it repaired in time?
Yeah, I don't even know. The course looked absolutely gorgeous when I was out there a couple days ago. And the greens have come they've come a long way. And what I found is I was better at putting when there was winter kill and it just got aerated.
I did. I putted lights out.
At least
you
look like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Now, like that everything's smooth and dialed in, like I'm hitting him 12-foot pass, hitting him 4-foot short.
No joke, on the front nine, I had 3 birdie putts the other day. And on those 3 birdie opportunities, I had 10 putts.
That away, bro.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just walking up, going, hey, looks like another opportunity to 4-putt. All right, let's make it happen. So
Our mental game is something. The Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, thinkmidway.com. Andy, we still got another week in the month of May here.
Yeah, I said that first stuff just so I could illustrate I'm not a pro golfer. I am in the pro automotive market, though. And there are some great specials going on at Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram right now. Once again, folks, it is the 100th anniversary for Dodge. What that means is there's an extra $1,000 juice that's already been applied to these Challengers and Chargers that are RTs with the 5.7-liter Hemi. We do actually have a number of different Chargers and Challengers down on the lot. We actually had a gentleman took advantage and purchased a Challenger from us just this last weekend. You go ahead and throw in also with the Memorial Day celebration. I know everybody's just getting back from Memorial Day weekend and everybody enjoyed that extra day off. And I'm sure there's still a number of people that called in on that Tuesday. But at the same time, folks, the incentives didn't stop on Tuesday. They're going through. We've got 1 week left in this month. We've got a fantastic selection of pre-owned inventory right now. We've got a fantastic selection of inbound and on the ground in stock new units right now. So the biggest thing we need is just you. And I'm telling you, there's a big push out there. We're trying to go ahead and get to record numbers. We're trying to go ahead and sell as many vehicles as we can. If you have been thinking at all about getting a new or pre-owned vehicle, give us a shot. And I know a lot of you were probably out on the roads this weekend and maybe found that the vehicle wasn't performing up to the standards, or maybe you just seen something out there that kind of caught your eye and you want to know more about it. Need to get on down. Come talk to Chad Randles, Nick Mortensen, Larry Molman, Dave Clark, and the whole gang down at Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram.
Folks, it's worth the drive. South 2nd Avenue, you can find out a lot more online at thinkmidway.com. Andy, hey, we'll talk tomorrow.
See you, buddy.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
People from all around around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I've never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com ad. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You'll get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on! Let the games begin.
Yeah. Shady. Aftermath.
That's 50 Cent.
Is he?
That's 50 Cent doing what he does best.
Yeah. It is not opening pitches is what he does best. That's certainly not.
It continues to boggle my mind. I mean, I don't know what else
I'm
there
not sure
is
he's left-handed.
There.
I think that's the problem. I think he's actually right-handed and he threw left-handed.
Here's
right?
The deal. We were just talking a little bit about hockey. I don't know that I've ever actually been on. You know, when you're in grade school, you play with the plastic stick and the pucks and you played hockey on the gym floor maybe. Or you play with, in the street with the ball.
Sure. Well, you got to know how to skate.
I don't know if I've ever shot a hockey puck on ice. I don't remember if we ever have done that in any of our ESPN nights. We've done a lot of things out at the storm.
I kind
of
doubt it.
But I don't know if that was one of the things we've done. Here's what I'm saying. If I had to do that in front of a ton of people, whatever it is, more than 100, I think I'd go somewhere and at least practice doing it a couple of times. If you've never thrown a baseball, 50 Cent, Carl Lewis, Mariah Carey,
Carly Rae Jepsen, whoever
and
that
on
is.
And on. Well, especially the guys, okay? Gals, whatever.
You can laugh it off.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're a guy and have never thrown a football, baseball, you might want to try that a couple times before you go out there and do it. I mean, he didn't look like he even knew how to hold on to the ball.
There's street cred and there's ballpark cred. He certainly has no ballpark cred. You know, you take off that jersey, all right? Mr. Jackson, take off that jersey that you're wearing. You can't wear that anymore.
It's like a penny. We're going to call you Penny now.
50 Cent dating a girl named Penny.
There you go. You want a better deal. TNL Irrigation System and the AgSense LLC Precision Link enables web-based pivot control for TNL pivot systems. It's dry, folks. You know it. You may need a little more than you thought here during the summer of 2014. It's time to jump in with both feet, and you want to do it with confidence. You want to do it with comfort. Well, TNL is the difference. Let TNL Irrigation Company and their dealers give you lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your local TNL dealer or TNL Irrigation at 800-330-4264. 800-330-4264. Precision Link and the PPC3, combined with T&L's hydrostatic design and continuous movement, give you even water distribution, improved crop production, and efficient system management. T&L is the difference. For 60-plus years, serving not just Nebraska, but the United States and more than 65 countries worldwide.
Controlling your pivot from your smartphone. That internet thing, it's going to catch on. It's going to catch on.
We have Memorial Day off. A couple of things we talked a little bit about and recap track yesterday. Also want to congratulate the tennis teams and individuals that brought home championships. Omaha Scut was perfect in Class B, which is disappointing to a couple of athletes or teams in our area that were hoping to bring home championships by being perfect. Omaha Scut won number one and number two singles and number one and number two doubles for a perfect 60 score. Grand Island Central Catholic was third, Kearney Catholic fourth, and Holdridge was sixth. And also the top 10, Lexington, and then on down to Hastings in Class A. Omaha Westside wins it all. Kearney finished in sixth in the team race. So congratulations to the teams and all that brought home medals. Also, Nebraska women basketball team having some spots to fill. So Megan Williams is going to begin pursuit of her coaching career as a grad assistant. And then over the weekend, maybe it was even late Friday, Amy Stevens is going to come back to Nebraska, the longtime Alliance, to Nebraska to play, then UNK, then to Nebraska, then to Drake, and has been at a variety of different spots in her coaching career. It's going to be great to have Amy back in Nebraska. Wish her success. I know she wants to get back into head coaching, but this is her stop for now.
Yeah, well, and she's a heck of a coach. She really is. I'm really kind of surprised that after Drake, she hasn't had another shot at it somewhere. And she'll prime that back up, and she'll find another job. She's too quality of a coach not to find something long term.
Good cat. Good cat. And or dog, as in Alliance Bulldog. So, or Loper. Loper's a cat, right?
No, Loper is a deer. Oh, dear.
Well, it's an antelope.
Fear the deer. Fear the deer.
But yeah, I know
it's an antelope. See, it's indigenous to the area.
I'm not going to let you throw me under the bus like I didn't know what an antelope was. Okay. Big, fast cat.
It's not a cat. It's a deer. Cats have claws, not hooves.
A jaguar, a lion.
Hooves.
They're
hooves.
All
have hooves, not claws. They have hooves, not claws.
So that's the key? That's the difference?
I would say that would be one of the major differences, yes.
Okay.
It's kind of like, live birth versus eggs if we're trying to compare reptiles and mammals. I mean, it's kind of the definition. So, sure.
Great. Well, let's quickly switch directions here.
And you know what? Maybe I should be talking to Ken because he even knew the word flora and used it properly. I thought that was impressive.
Sporting news, preseason top 25. They have Nebraska's football team 17th.
That's better than some of them have them out there. I am glad that when they come up with that four-team playoff, that there's not going to be any preseason rankings with that at all. I wish they'd get rid of them. The only reason they have those is to spur discussion, talk about it on sports radio, maybe sell a newspaper or two, but you don't know until you get out there what you really have. You just don't. Notre Dame, when they play for the national title, and then got thumped, but when they play for the national title, start the season unranked. You just don't know.
They have Ohio State. They have four Big Ten teams ranked. Ohio State 9th, Michigan State 12th, Nebraska 17th, Wisconsin 19th. Of course, their number one team.
FSU or Alabama?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. They're getting a lot
and
of
then
props.
I believe it was Oregon.
Yeah, they're getting
Alabama
a lot of
was 4th, Florida State 3rd, I think it was, in their rankings. But again, I'm just saying, Bob Stoops must be a recruiter and Bo Pelini more of a coach, and people can yell if they want. Maybe we should just get all these Youngstown boys together and get one super team.
Mega coach, yeah.
And just split the money, whatever it takes to coach them. Nobody needs to be making $5 million. Nobody needs to be making $400,000. Just get it all down the middle because it's obvious. I mean, I don't understand. If Stoops is always supposed to have one of the top two or three teams in the country and never, ever gets to the national title game, I mean, if that was Nebraska, 12 years ago.
Yeah, and that wasn't with his guys. You're right about that.
If that was Nebraska, we'd have been through four coaches. We'll take a final break and be back after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
At Copycat Printing, we do more than copy and print. We help our customers communicate. Today, the need for effective design is stronger than ever.
With the experience from our design team, let us help you refresh your look. Whether it's a new design or enhancing your current vision, we provide personalized designs for any project in mind.
Design isn't just a job, it's our passion.
Contact the design team at Copycat Printing, 2100 Avenue A, visit carneycopycat.com, or like them on Facebook. Copycat Printing, the better idea.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
This is it. The Nebraska Danger, final home game of the regular season against the defending IFL champion Sioux Falls Storm. This rematch of last year's championship game opponents matches two of the best indoor professional football teams in the country and is sponsored by Intellicom. Get your tickets today at area pantries, Ticketmaster, or at the Heartland Event Center box office. Game time is 7 o'clock this Saturday. Remember, the Danger's final points tally is your gas discount on Sunday with a game coupon. Mean and green in 2014. Nebraska Danger Football, dangerfootball.com.
Make plans now to celebrate a Nebraska tradition of excellence in sports, family, and fun at the 30th anniversary Cornhusker State Games, beginning July 18th with opening ceremonies at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. 65 sports for athletes of all ages and abilities. There's something for everyone in the Cornhusker State Games. Register today at cornhuskerstategames.com.
Brought to you by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the Nebraska Public Power District, NPPD. Always there when you need us.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't
we go? Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Again, the golf tournament, especially Class D. And C, A and B have less teams that qualify, so they'll be done with their rounds team-wise a little bit earlier today. We will keep you up to date on our afternoon sports. let's go to the Twitter account.
Hey, the gauntlet has been laid.
Yeah.
All right. A good friend, Greg Shea with the Storm, is offering Doug a challenge to skate and shoot. I want to see that. There you go. There's a contest right there.
See, again, though. The skates, that brings in a whole new dementia.
Oh, yeah.
Because to throw out the first pitch, you don't have to put on special shoes. You don't have to do anything besides throw the ball.
You're standing on a mound.
You're standing on land. You're standing on dirt. You're standing on ground.
But
no.
You're a little elevated. It's a little different, but yeah. I think the skating, you can shoot a hockey puck out there, you know, walking on shoes, and because you'll do it between periods, and the ice will be cut up, so you'll get a little bit of traction with that. So you're on ice, but it's not as slick as it would be if the Zamboni was just out there. So seeing it on skates would be.
Well, that's the problem too, because if it is ice and you're not on. Standing on the edge of the carpet, sometimes they lay down a mat.
Oh, sure,
there,
sure, yeah, yeah.
For you to do whatever it is the contest is. I've seen the guys take that big wind-up with the hockey stick and fall flat on their face.
Because they're not wearing their proper footwear, which would be skates.
That's not.
There you go. You need to wear skates. Let's put skates on. A couple of blades on the feet. Let's do it. Let's roll.
I think
a challenge between you and I, that would be kind of fun.
Especially,
you skate?
Especially when I win. I used to roller skate when I was a little kid.
Oh, so, different animal.
But yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I have no idea. No, I mean, there's no chance. I have no chance. American Legion Baseball, Hastings Juniors and Seniors both won their doubleheaders against Columbus last night. Hastings Seniors will take on Lincoln Southwest tonight. Smith Complex, 5:30. You can hear it on 1230 KHAS. Kearney Post 52 and Runza hosting Columbus tonight. Kearney 5 points will be at Minden. And Grand Island 5 points juniors get their season underway with a doubleheader at Gretna later today. So I think we've covered all of the sports of the day. Tomorrow, Cal State Fullerton head coach Rick Vanderhook will also be talking a little Oklahoma State baseball. Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger. We're going to be live at Bandits tomorrow for our show at 13th and 281 in Grand Island. And they've got great wings, happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 all day Sunday. So we'll be over there. We do want to thank Ken Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal Star, Rich Broderson, Associate Athletic Director at UNK, and Randall, I Love Hockey Bushcutter.
I do. See, we had a hockey fan on and a Loper fan on, so it was all about me today, as far as you know.
I just can't wait to get some fireworks on Saturday.
Back, there you go.
Back tomorrow. See ya.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.